Gronk's funeral, there's just a clip of Tom Brady throwing a tennis ball into traffic and walking away.
I'd have to be at that funeral. I never wanted to watch any of them get put in the ground.
Tom whips a frisbee deep into the ocean and Gronk drowns.
What in tarnation?
Where are you at on the road?
dates coming up. We've been on the road, but we got more dates coming up. This weekend, Oklahoma City with Jason Mewes. This is the 13th through 15th. Then June 27th through 29th, I'm headlining in Tulsa, Oklahoma. July 11th through 13th, I'm going to Canada. I'm going to Winnipeg with Jay. July 18th, Austin, Texas. July 19th and 20th, Fort Worth, Texas. Later in July, July 24th through 28th, I will be in Ohio co-headlining a tour with Cam Bertrand from America's Got Talent, the homie. We will be in Columbus, Cincinnati, Cambridge, Canton, and Toledo. So get tickets to those. And then August 11th, Phoenix at the Desert Ridge Improv. You can get tickets to all of those at ajwilkerson.com. You also get all the bonus podcast juicy bits, all the good stuff that we put on our Patreon by going and following us on there and subscribing at patreon.com/TardationNation.
Come hang in the Tard Yard, folks.
Yeah, this is the Tard Yard. Join us on the Patreon. We'll let you in the house.
You've got Hitler Youth all over you.
It's the first joke I ever wrote.
But you're like one of the ones where, like, at the camps, the boys, you know, you would have had to just be like Hitler's little pet, you know?
I view myself as like definitive proof that the Aryans are not the superior race. Like, this cannot be the peak of the food chain.
Well, I was going to say, if the Nazis had been built on your body type,
my gosh,
like, more Jews would be alive.
Oh, we would have gotten creamed by the French. Like,
who's the...
I love you took it to a baguette place. I was already in a bad spot, and you just taken it. So I'm like, I'll go there.
You know the little German scientist from the Captain America movie?
Yes.
The short... Dude, just a young
strapping, obviously.
Yeah, you're like the Nazi,
yes,
that wanted
to... Yes, strapping people to tables and experimenting on them, dude.
Well, the real life guy was Dr. Mengele was his name in Hitler's like ranks of doing all that kind of fucked up shit on twins, etc.
All of it. And they like the actual fucked up part is they still use that research a ton.
Yeah.
Because they can't like... All, like, nobody would ever do that stuff now, but, like, some of the information they got, they still use, and it's, like, really weird and
that's
fucked
why
up.
Why people still call some autistic people Aspergers.
Oh, that's right, that was a Nazi, right? Or was it a Nazi, like, a sympathetic...
No, it was a Nazi. So, it was a researcher, professor at, like, the University of Vienna, who, when Nazi Germany took Austria, was like, finally!
I've been waiting!
Yeah. I've been waiting!
I have so many ideas!
Yeah, basically. Basically. There's, yeah.
There's a lot of experiments that they still reference in like modern day psychology that are like really fucked up. Like the Stanford Prison Experiment. Yeah. That one's fucked up. Shows about power and control.
We also did that in like, I'm gonna get the decade wrong, but it was like the latter half of the 20th century. Like, that's not that far back.
No, I think it was the 70s. I could be wrong. We've had Japanese internment camps here in the States, you know? So it's just like, let's get for real.
Yeah. Less than 75 years.
Yeah. I was going to say, there's people in current government that remember that. And, you know, people like Strom who are glitching out currently. But, like, they were hosing black people down.
Yeah, well, we have know, people like, at our shows that went to whites-only high schools.
Yikes.
That's yikes. Big yikes.
Yeah.
That's like...
Dude, that picture of Jerry Jones, like...
Oh, my gosh.
Picketing outside of like what was it? Segregated or desegregation of schools.
Yeah, yeah. And he was like, I was there to watch. You're like,
Well, I just saw they're about to put up that documentary or show on Donald Sterling from the Clippers, and he's a racist old kook from way back. So I know that's going to just be like, OMFG, dude.
Oh, also, yeah, when they, like, forced him to sell the team and stuff like that.
For sure. So then I just saw it on advertised on something last night, and I was like, uh-oh, this is interesting.
I'll be honest. I, like, saw the article, like, sports team owner accused of racism has to sell the team. And Donald Sterling was not in, like, my top five guesses.
Who was your number one?
Nowhere close.
Jerry Jones was up there. Have you seen, like, Al Davis, the Raiders guy?
Yeah.
Like, that guy looks like a cartoon of a racist guy.
Robert Kraft.
Yeah.
That's fucking vampire. We all watched the roast of Tom Brady, and I hate him, and I've watched it a second time already on my own in Chicago.
It's so good.
When I should have been doing something else, because I just wanted people calling him gay. I just, like, was sitting there like, I love this, Peyton, I miss you.
I love the fucking, don't say that shit again.
Yeah. The Robert, the one joke?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's like, buddy, who do you think you are? And do you see all these jackholes over here who burn people down for a living? You're not gonna whisper in Glazer's ear and scare her. Yeah. She's gonna say what she said and burn you harder.
Yeah, oh my God. Nikki killed it.
Nikki
she did.
Ripped.
Loved it.
Hinchcliffe ripped.
Nikki and Tony were like my two favorites.
Dude, I knew Tony was going to rip as soon as he started walking up the stairs of the dais. And he was like, nice shoes, bitch. You went those in the divorce? And I was like, oh, Tony's on one already, dude. He wasn't even started yet. And he was just like, let me just throw this one out here. Just, I got ammo.
Here's one for free.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I got 6 minutes on Bert coming up.
That was basically just him tipping his hat like, first one's free. You're right, this first one's free.
First one's on the house.
He gave like 5 minutes to Dana White, of all people, which is
I loved it. Dana's face said everything.
Oh, my God.
And usually at a roast, that's a good way to just see where a person's at, because it's like, I don't care how much, if you're an actor or a comic and you're used to getting jabbed or you've signed on for this, you kind of like, your face and your like posture it will betray you.
Yeah.
So I would see people up there just doing little jabs, whether it was teammate to teammate, somebody to Belichick, and then just watching the way they can't. Yeah. It looks like a little thing's moving through your body, catching the Holy Ghost real quick. You just don't expect whatever it is.
Like when Kevin Hart was making fun of Tom Brady's lip quivering.
And then they panned back over to him, and he was like,
I was mind blown, because every time there was a joke that was like good, Tom Brady would like finish his drink. That guy's like 130 pounds and only eats avocados. He was either wasted or he was just drinking like electrolytes.
He'd have to be apple juice.
Yeah.
He'd have to be.
I was like, drink booze, you pussy. Go up there and slur.
What if you're going to go up there unhinged and crush? Like, you know, be that kind of blacked out where you just start, you like lose your ability to care.
If he Rob Gronkowski did. Oh, you're just like, I wrote that.
I spelled every word myself.
God, that was so funny, dude.
For a second, they were saying he was moonlighting in comedy. And it was like, this was a couple years.
I remember
like, when the divorce started up. And I think
a divorce guy goes to an open mic?
Yeah. A tale as old as time. Buddy, that just hit me in the chest. Yes.
Well, learning the martial arts it would take to beat up his wife's new boyfriend was going to be way too much work. So
he had to take it out 5 minutes at a time on a moonlighting spot at the store. You know, I can't even get on the store with hard-earned crypto, and this cuck comes out because he's sad. Is you know, wife that never loved him is out here boinking.
Just being one of the best athletes of all time.
Bro,
and still getting beat up by your wife's boyfriend.
Like chokehold. Like choked out.
Easy.
Yeah.
Like not even close.
The Nikki joke. Like how Like, how does it feel knowing your wife's new boyfriend can kick your ass while eating hers?
Nikki was so good.
Was.
God damn.
Was good. She's been, I've seen her pop up on all kinds of things. I actually just watched her newest special.
HBO or something, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it good? I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, it is good. And I just, like, you know, in the early part of starting to develop my first hours, you know, myself, it's just, like, really, like, it was lovely to watch.
Yeah.
And just to watch her not only be, like, relentless on that roast and be like, hey, even in a room full of dudes, still go fuck just yourself crush it, highest level. But then her watching an hour develop in these ways that, you know, I hope to. It was just, it's good to see the range. She just simply has range, and she's been around for fucking ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's been on roast forever, too. Like, that's,
she's good at roasting.
They put her up there on those early, and she was always good.
Yeah. She's always been one of my favorite roasters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I heard her say that she was glad the roast was live, so it was uncontested, like, how well her set was, because there's been times in the past where she's had stuff, like, edited out.
Oh.
Yeah.
But they couldn't. You can't edit live, can't baby.
Can't edit the live.
Also, I like the idea of, like, stadium stand-up weirds me out, because it feels like an inherently kind of intimate performance. But, like, a roast is such a good stadium. Like, I don't know.
Have you ever done comedy in a stadium?
Do you think I've done comedy in a
stadium? Oh, baby Hitler? Yeah. Young Third Reich over here?
He's giving very different speeches if he's in a stadium.
My mattress is off the floor if I do a stadium.
Yeah.
We're getting cinder blocks under there.
Nice. Oh. No, comedy in a stadium is insane.
How's it acoustically?
It changes your pace.
Really?
Because it takes longer for the laughs to get to you.
Oh.
And you found that out when you did the first set, right?
I did an 11,000-seat arena with Bert, but before that we did a 2,200-seat theater. And the theater, it was fucking with my pacing a little bit. And then by the second night, I just had it.
I feel like a theater would be better because at least everybody's facing you completely. And in an arena, they're all like...
Yeah, it's like a bowl, but they close off the end behind you. So it's like wrapped around like a comedy club.
But huge.
Huge.
Huge. So many people.
Like nose. When the people started like flashing lights and turning their camera phone lights on and shit, and you realize how you're like, oh, there's people all the way up there.
Mm. Oh, that'd be, looking up would just be like be on like a second level.
For
would
sure.
Be.
And I haven't even been on those stages yet at the theater level, but just even like, you know, getting closer and watching others do it. Like I saw Tim Dillon and Andrew Schultz last year, both at the Chicago Theater. And I just kind of, as my own performer, you know, just patiently waiting for flow.
Yeah.
I was able to just, but I found myself thinking about those things because, you know, when you actually start to do this as your job, your brain starts, you know, you just start having way more thoughts about things than you ever wanted to. And I was like thinking about those same things where like, I have tinnitus in my right ear and have had it for years. So I already kind of have like a little bit of trouble, like a dulled hearing. So I'm also like, what's that going to be like? When you're in a theater, like if I was up there on stage, what's that sound like? What's that coming back like? It's like, am I going to have to get a hearing aid? Those are things I've like considered already preemptively, but it's also, you know, it's interesting. I'm glad to kind of hear that, you know, there needs to be that great slowdown.
So when the cicadas emerged, were you like shit left ear too?
It's not quite that aggressive, thank God.
Dude, I've been going through with these fucking cicadas.
They're not making this sound in Chicago.
Well, you don't have trees.
There's a lot of trees, but not, yeah, you're right. It's more the kinds that are like city planning has put in a promenade of, you know what I mean, cherry blossoms in a park. Yes, it's not this kind of nature. So I haven't been that like aware of it. And then I came here and I'm like, Jesus.
I will say driving down here, it was like standstill traffic. Having a cicada hit your windshield and not die is so disappointing. It is soul-crushing.
They're resilient.
It's the only working part of my car, and it's not doing its job.
And it just, your car's open, so it would come in and bite you or something. I don't even think they bite, but it's just so pissed off that you smoked it. Just, I'll bite for the first time. And that's how cicadas evolved.
You're not supposed to let them hit back.
To be a species that where they're like, where did that one diverge?
Oh, like tax cicadas. Will's created a tax cicadas.
People can't come out.
They have a taste for blood now.
I mean, how else does that kind of stuff happen? Something happened weird.
Cicada piranhas. They picked Will clean in his convertible in standstill traffic. He's just a skeleton now.
Oh my god.
Much like the roof of his car.
When art imitates life.
Just looks like a Salvador Dali painting of just me melting into the sea.
I love it. It's beautiful.
Oh,
shit. Oh.
Surrealism for the win, baby. I go to the Art Institute in Chicago. Any of you, if you're ever there, go. It's like one of the best collections.
I like it. I've been there.
In America. It's got that huge, as you know, like Georgia O'Keeffe, and it's just like you can get lost in there, and they have some dollies, and they have an exhibit.
The whole museum's incredible. That's... Yeah.
We also have the bean there. I like that.
Yeah. Did you flick it?
I did.
That's what you're supposed to do, I think.
That's good luck.
I touched it. Everyone hates
flicking
that artist.
The bean in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
So apparently the artist that made the bean is like a dick.
Mm-hmm. That kind of adds up.
And he like this is a weird thing that I only know about because my ex went to art, like was going to art school. But so he basically like trademarked like specific colors. So people can't use those colors.
Is he the guy that did like the black?
Yes.
Is that
guy? Then this other guy created like a better black.
Yeah.
And like all of this shit just to fuck with that guy.
There's
a guy that's created entirely new colors just to spite the guy that made the bean.
There was a guy that did that too, but he did it with like a hot pink, and he was like, "It's the pinkest pink." And
it's
every
the same
other
guy.
Art,
it's the same guy.
It's every the same other guy.
Was like, "We're not using the pink, dude. Do something better." It was so good.
I love watching all this kind of stuff happen. And, you know, we're just at the beginnings of what lunacy we're about to see people. Because, like, even right now in the Asian community, they're all up in a stir because David Chang, the celebrity chef that I like a lot, you know, I've eaten at his Momofuku's and different things, but he's currently in a fucking trademark battle because he doesn't want anybody to be able to use Chili Crunch, the words on their product, because of this like little chili crunch he's made, and all the old Asian brands are like, "Suck my dick, Chang. You'll never, we bought this from us. Like, you can't, you know, put a trademark on a tampon. You know, it's like, Bubby, just put it in whatever case you want it.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you can do." But it's like, that's so absurd. I'm like, people are crazy.
To be fair, like, no, like, mom-and-pop Asian place I've ever been would give a fuck about a trademark law.
Yeah, they don't care about the law.
Yeah, China's entire economy is based on fuck trademark law.
They didn't patent any of the SpaceX stuff, because he was like, if we patent it, we have to publish the drawings, they'll just take them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what, like, they've made their own, like, Facebook and stuff like that by just copying the IP and renaming it.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
That's it. That's their entire culture.
Asian dominance is so prevalent.
Culture.
I mean, it is.
Is that in chopsticks? That's the culture. What a word, culture.
No, like their economy, like their economical culture is stealing IPs and just duplicating other technology and other,
especially like, software. That's
especially
like
software. Yeah.
And that's just. Tip of the iceberg. Yeah. I go home to my parents, you know, the farm in Indiana, and my Asian mom's like showing me shit she ordered from Temu. And I'm like, that's made by a 5-year-old.
Wait, how did...
Shame on you, Hello Cunty. This is Asian Pride Month. You are a bad representation of this fucking chopstick. I have to be a reforming... You know,
Wait, how did an Asian couple end up as a farming couple in Central
Indiana?
Well,
my dad's white. I'm mixed. Right. So, you know, mom and dad, you would think it was military if stereotypes would prevail.
Yeah.
But they met at a Bible college in San Diego.
So, and then military or Bible. Those are the two types of colonization.
Also, San Diego Bible College and military, like, those got to back up to each other in that harbor, right?
Yes.
You're causing me to be like, maybe I was lied to, and they actually just met at fucking What's the base? Pendleton?
Pendleton, yeah. I think.
Yeah, yeah, mom was giving somebody a blowjob to surprise dad. And
then they kicked behind him. The chapel at Pendleton. Yeah, and then, like, we'll just say
and
Bible.
And they were like, yeah, we met at this boutique. There's Christian school. Your mom was a virgin when she married me. And I'm like, well, weird, because I ended up a whore.
Your mom was a virgin when she married me. I'd been with several other Asians.
Well, dad definitely had. He was like this, like, small-town white boy playboy.
Oh, yeah, he's stuck.
One of my favorite Polaroids of my dad before he found Jesus, he's got like a black eye from like a scuffle with the cops, you know, had old cool cars. Like, I read his old yearbooks and bitches are just wet. Tommy, we'll miss you. Oh, you know, and then I see my mom looking like an Asian sex doll and Miss Swan, and I'm like, this is a lot.
All I'm saying is this, if you ever find a tape called Pegging in Pendleton, don't watch it.
I only want to watch it.
It's just your mom, like, missiles incoming.
Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer. That's what I need to call a special. Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer.
Toppenheimer.
Toppenheimer.
We can go a few ways.
We can go a few ways, yeah.
I'm here for the versatility.
Oppenheimer.
Either way.
Oppenheimer.
The look back.
With the look back.
Heiner.
Well, God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
And yeah. God did bless that union.
They did. They, yeah, so they took their talents back to dad's, you know, stomping grounds.
Yeah. Central Indiana.
Took their talents to South Bend.
South Bend, I would have grown up more of an intellectual. I wish. South Bend, I'd have been near the university. You know what I'm saying? I would have had, you know.
If you weren't on the university, you would have grown up with a knife. This one would have happened.
Yeah, but you're still brown, so they'd have never let you pass the gates. No, not a chance.
I know.
You're a running back? No? All right.
Exactly.
But I got an Asian face, so I could have fucked anyone on the team.
That's true.
And nowadays, you know, there's a lot of dislikes. It's different. Like, they've heard me say, I used to get called things like John Deere Gook as a kid, and now...
Fuck.
No, I'm just kidding. That's my own joke.
If I'm saying it, I'm still not saying it.
If a dude would have called me that, I'd have married that kid. Indiana, I'd have been like, that's the funniest kid on the playground. Did you say John Deere Gook, Clint? Come here.
Clint.
Crack this fucking fortune cookie open and go, bub.
Speaking of Oppenheimers.
Oh, yeah, well.
Your parents just, they were in town recently, weren't they?
No.
No, I'm getting a
My dad was here in, earlier this year.
Earlier this year? Yeah. That's just yesterday to me.
Yeah.
No, I have no
We've been in town a total of 4 days since we saw you last.
No. My dad goes on, like, these long drives where he, like, explores the country, which is, like, whatever old man
That's what
stuff.
We do.
Yeah. But... there's, like, been times now where he's passed through Nashville, and then he's called me that night, and he'll be like, I'm in Memphis now, but I was in Nashville today. I'm like, we live time zones away. You didn't just text me? Like, you could have gotten lunch? Like,
he doesn't want to get lunch.
He just drove right by. My apartment's all, he could see my apartment from the interstate. It was like, ah. I'm like, and fly to Idaho
next
later.
Time.
You call me when you get that bed frame.
Beautiful callback.
Yeah. I'd stop and stay the night at your house, but I can't sleep on the floor. Oh.
Your roommate's still cleaning guns in the living room?
Yeah, I can't sleep on the couch because your roommate's cleaning firearms out there.
Well, and our parents are older. He's probably got a bad back.
Yeah.
To be honest, they're just like, okay, fuck you guys.
Honestly, that's probably.
He's from Iowa, so he knows about guns, right?
Yeah, here and there.
Yeah, here and there. He's not cleaning them in the living room. It's like your roommate.
Yeah.
Dude, he'll everybody talks professor. About getting older and getting a bad back, but nobody talks about getting older and getting a bad front. And those things happen simultaneously, I feel like.
I started with a bad front.
Same.
I didn't grow into this.
He started with a dark front.
Oh god!
What the fuck are you doing to that?
Started with a very
I'm
German
just
front.
It in half. I like to make things like smaller for myself.
You're twisting it.
It's already mini.
I get it.
trying to make a pellet.
You guys told me you picked me up for these autistic sorts of sensibilities. Let me break my own candy
down.
She's
78 pounds and built like bamboo. All right? Let her break down her mini candy into bite-sized pieces for her.
If that wasn't so true, it'd hurt my feelings. If I wasn't hot to 100 depraved humans on the internet, I would... It's like weird, bitches. But I was just making a joke like that too about like my frame where I was like, I love looking at bitches with like better bodies than me, you know, like peach bottoms and, you know, just soft and just like good shapes where it's like,
we all
know,
love looking at big ladies with better bodies.
For sure. It's like, if a dude looks at me, it's like, what are you attracted to, celery?
Never seen a woman with a great body and been like, ew, look away. That's like a wear the shade situation.
Ew.
Look away.
Me either, brother.
Oh, shit. Are your parents, are they like still together? Or?
Yeah. They, during COVID, they moved out to a little town in Idaho, far from everything. But yeah, I think doing good. They. I don't know, my dad started writing a parenting book, which, based on how I turned out, is not a good idea.
LOL, but you got popcorn siblings, and fucking...
Bong makers.
Yeah. Artisanal glass blowers.
I'm sure that's how he pitches himself.
I know, I wonder what he says about you.
This moron back in Tennessee. He had a fuckhole of a cousin who tells jokes on the internet.
The giggler.
The giggler. The giggle pig.
Oh, shit.
Giggle pig makes it sound like you're a truffle pig, but for good jokes.
Giggle pig's a thing, and I can't, I've heard that phrase before somewhere.
On the playground?
It was me.
In my dad's parenting book.
Oh, what a giggle pig sounds like another version of like a chuckle fucker.
What's a chuckle fucker?
Chuckle fucker are people who like
wanna fuck
comics.
Yeah.
Oh, not encountered those.
Oh, buddy, I wish.
They don't exist at the open mic level.
Touché.
To be honest, I would disagree.
Go to a couple festivals, dude. You'll find them.
They're out there.
They are out there.
Indiana, for me, I remember when I was at Fort Wayne? We were at, and some guy in the crowd just shouted out, I want your number. And I was like, what are we doing, buddy?
Here.
Buy some merch after and then write it down on something. Yeah. Like,
should have gave him your CB handle.
Smokey, Dry Hit Mafia.
Dry Hit Mafia.
That was my truck driving buddies took Smokey, which was my given trucker handle, and Dry Hit Mafia, which was my competitive vaping handle.
I can't deal with
them. It merged them together.
Well, you're given a trucker handle by truckers?
I don't know if that's like how.
Do they like knight you? What?
You have to complete some. You have to complete some tasks.
Yeah.
There's like some things along the road you got to do.
Yeah. They just smack you in the back of the head with an exhaust, and they're like, "You're one of us."
They trap you in a trailer with a lot lizard and see how long you last.
That's how I end up on tour. It got
she
me.
Tamed the lot lizard, dude. That's never happened before.
She ate the whole thing.
She saddle broke a lot lizard, dude.
Just the fact that that's me is hilarious.
It's just you. They open the trailer and it's just you smoking in the corner. There's just a woman under a UV light laying like on a rock.
No, that's how we knew she was broken. We opened up the trailer and she wasn't smoking. We opened up the trailer, she walked outside and lit her cigarette. We're like, she's done it.
Just, fuck, I need a GED.
They're rolling around. Get one like a tumbleweed, dude.
Saddle broke a lot.
Oh, just the visual. That's doesn't matter what the lizard even looks like. 100% of the time. Worth the effort.
You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Yeah, fucking Sydney Saddle broke a lot, lizard. So I think you can.
They're both pregnant. We don't know how that happened.
Gave birth to a gorgeous set of foals just last spring, dude.
Calling an ugly baby a foal has got to be one of the funniest things.
A foal?
Oh, you had a calf.
Oh, Betsy.
Oh, what do they call baby goats?
Kids.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. They fuck a lot of kids overseas.
So, what a cute kid.
Yeah, a little baby goat. But baby goats are cute.
Yeah, I like them fainting ones.
Oh, so bad. So good.
My cousins had a couple of them. I used to go over there, and when I was jumping on the trampoline, I'd jump up real high and clap my hands together and look over, and then they just... They're so cute.
I don't know.
I don't know. Every goat's a fainting goat if you hit it hard enough.
Did your dad teach you that?
Yeah, it's Gunderson 101.
No, yeah, I've gone cow tipping, so I'm not going to say anything.
Remember, you're Gunderson. You can headbutt hard in a goat.
Might knock a couple screws loose. You should come out of the barn.
Yes.
Yeah.
The champion. If we see the goat,
baby
well...
goat has nothing on you. You come from a long line of Rammsteins! Auf Wiedersehen!
Standing over a goat like, yes. Guten Tag.
Now tell him Auf Wiedersehen to his consciousness. Knock that baby goat the fuck out.
Now we eat with potato.
Oh, fuck. Y'all ever go cow tipping?
I never have.
No.
You think the first couple fainting goats probably got buried alive?
Well, it depends on how quick they come about that stupor, dude.
I think they're eaten. Just
like,
for sure
like a farmer was already digging a hole and
hit a rock, the goat tipped over. He's like, ah!
Well, shit!
Throw it in the shallow
grave. Starts a new hole!
Throw it in a shallow grave with like his mistress.
The shallow grave, that first fainting goat, It starts climbing out. He's like, zombie goat!
Oh, yeah, he's dying either way. The hole is the final resting place.
Yeah, those first few fainting goats did not have it easy, I imagine.
No doubt. Even people that are like superstitious, that could have popped up and been like, not today, Satan.
Well, he just died, so let's just throw him in this boiling pot of stew. Oh,
bleeding like a lobster. You scared me.
Stew's got a weird sizzle sound to it.
Little tiny little heads, I'm like picturing them. Oh.
Oh.
Stir till it stops squirming. It's like killing a lobster.
That fucking first episode of Shogun. The dude that gets fucking boiled alive.
Spoiler alert, I'll watch. Spoiler alert.
I've heard it's graphically violent, which is
it is. It's. I watched all of it. It was great.
Cool, dude.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I don't watch a lot of shows either, but that one really had me hooked.
I knew it was going to be good, and I have to support Asians. So.
It was one of those things where I was like, thank God I'm sick right now. I can finish watching all of this. It's the only time I get caught up on things.
Silver lining, 6 week cold, you know. That's it. There's our life, right? Like I told you, I'd had like a cold for 2 months this year at least. Just couldn't get it all the way shaken loose and stayed wiggling vigorously. So sorry for everyone that got all the new strains of COVID everywhere across America.
Because by the time... Other military, Western militaries got to Japan, there were still samurai, but there were, modern militaries, semi-modern. It was, early night, before World War One. It's so, Shogun, and just, Shogun, and one guy's like, and the other guy's just like, very funny to me.
The show is, based on, a real historical period in Japan, and it was, basically, what was it? The Catholics were already established in Japan. And so it's the first European Protestant arriving in Japan. Because this was like Catholics and Protestants were at war with each
other. Was it the Jesuits? Were they a part of that whole thing? Or they? But they were. That's like a similar sort of a group.
Okay. The Jesuits were Catholic. Some of Catholic missionaries. Okay. It's like a sect of Catholic monks.
Okay.
Is monk the right word? Priest.
So it's priest, set think, back yeah. then. It's yes. a. It's a back set
we're,
show.
We're Roby yes. freaks.
okay.
Yeah. So and it's like based on like the beginning of like Japan's like 100-year civil war. So, like, a dude shows up with pistols and, like, stuff like that. And like, wrecks. But they already have gunpowder and shit in Japan.
Yeah, gunpowder's like a Chinese invention, right?
Yeah.
Or discovery, is it invention?
Well, so that's what you find out. Like, that's what Japan is using the Catholics for, is they're having the Catholics trade with China for them because they're enemies. So they're getting Chinese goods through Catholic emissaries.
Gunpowders and, like, good sauce and stuff.
Yeah. Gunpowder and a good spicy mayo. Just...
Angels and ammo, baby. Favorite combo.
Yeah. Some of David Yang's chili crunch.
but if you call chili crunch Japanese, dead on sight.
How long are the episodes?
Oh, they're like an hour-ish. Yeah. It's like a Game of Thrones-y kind of show. There's eight for the first season, but now they're talking about... Okay. Coming two more seasons.
I like to know what I'm going into. And as y'all know, all the different streamers, there's like, there'll be like one series, mini series now. And like, so I am always like, okay, what am I chewing on here? Was there another thing?
Yeah.
Well, I won't watch a movie because it's too long, but I'll watch four episodes of Game of Thrones back to back, which sucks. Like,
isn't that longer?
Yeah, that's the point. That's why it sucks. Like I have like the attention to be like, well, I can process it in 1 hour chunks.
Yeah, 1 hour break. One hour break.
The break is just me changing laundries and whacking off, and then I'm back.
Have you seen Baby Reindeer yet?
No.
No.
Also, dude, Game of Thrones, you don't have to take a break to whack off. You just wait until the
good part. Yeah, every episode got a little sexiness. Yeah.
Just wait until it's not the brother-sister couple.
Oh, yeah. I'll wait.
I mean, you might have to get hard for...
Oh, blonde siblings? Oh, no. I'll hate that.
Oh, no, a whole Pornhub category.
Fuck.
As long as you get hard for rape, you'll be fine.
Fuck. I read the books first. When I was like 12 or 13, and I just remember reading the books and being like, holy fuck, I hope there's pictures. And then they made pictures.
I hope there's pictures. That's and then so eventually you got moving pictures.
You did, at the highest casted hot levels. Just fucking wow. Look at you manifesting your dreams.
You got
bro.
Pictures with a cast so hot they started marrying and fucking each other for real.
One of them fucked a Jonas and then had divorced him.
Yeah.
To be like, I'm still bigger than you, Jonas brother. Toodaloo. Yeah. I'll go try again with one of my castmates.
You know, too hot for a global pop star. Fuck off.
You know the cast is hot when there's a lot of redheaded chicks and no redheaded dudes. That's how you know they cast for hot dudes.
The one that...
There's a hot redheaded dude.
Yeah, the one like strapping kind
of... Oh, the Norwegian guy.
Yeah.
So hot, he's doing Scott's Turf commercials now. You know how hot you have to be the lawn care guy? People fuck their lawn care guy, dude. That's a sex symbol.
He's the kind of hot where people like think he's hot that want them to like undo all their winter clothes.
Yeah, they're like, I want him to build a fire and take off all of my layers. Yeah.
Unpeel me.
Peel me out of this ski gear.
Hrothgar, whatever
Torment.
His name is.
Yeah.
Rub seal fat into my skin.
Yeah. Rub seal butter into me while we lay on this bearskin rug and this fucking
And we drink this hooch that we made.
Just a sturdy woman like Giant's Bane. That sounds good to me.
This hooch we're drinking out of an elk horn.
Somewhere right now, a nerd's jacking off to that very image. Like, whoa!
I want you to snort some dried elk penis and give it to me good.
M'lady.
Call me M'lady.
M'lady.
Just stick the hairiest pecker I've ever seen in me.
I can't come if it's non-consensual. Sorry, I'm just trying to be sympathetic of the times.
Weave me into your body, Harry.
Every woman that sees him also came to that scene in Star Wars where he cuts the animal open and sleeps in it.
Oh, shit. House of Dragons is almost back on. True story, middle of June, I'm waiting.
Thanks for saving me.
I also don't watch a lot of TV, but the ones I do, I like to be like, hey, look, I'm still hip to some shit that's current.
I'm tapped in.
What is House of Dragons? I haven't seen that one.
Spinoff of Game of Thrones.
It's the prequel. Spinoff, yeah.
I haven't seen that
good book.
Either.
Like, it's based on a book, too. It's like it follows the timeline well.
I should read more.
It's the story of the blonde family and all of their inbreeding, too. They kept blonde incest through both series.
Hot.
That's how you gotta track the timelines,
right,
dude.
Well, it's how you keep me focused.
Stay hard.
The German. Yeah.
More of us.
Yeah.
I'm half German, so yeah. I don't even know what to
do. An inbred race of blondes.
I mean, my government last name is Rushline, and it, you know, somebody told my dad on a flight.
Say what?
It's Rushline, but it's German. So it's like somebody told my dad on a flight it means like dark forest in Germany or whatever. So like I'm coming out of a squirrely lineage. I'm both oppressed and oppressor in the same form.
Dark forest, what they call my bush.
I made the bomb and lost a cousin in the bombing. I'm in a weird position. Help me. I don't know who I'm asking
AJ
for this help. Help me.
Yeah, you're biracial but full access.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I never thought of it in that way, but I will forever. I'll start working on that tomorrow on stage. Two rips. It's an easy work in.
I'll add that to my 25 minutes about being Asian.
I mean, I got more than that. That'll be my whole first album. Just. Hacky Chan, bub.
Hacky Chan. Hacky Chan.
No one was impressed, trust
me. Hacky Chan is so great.
It's so good. It's what I feel like. It's what I'm fine with. I'm just...
Oh, and because you were talking about, like, getting tattoos because only the troublesome ones would be attracted to you, like the...
the troublesome ones.
Yeah. You're, like, the ones that would fetishize someone who looks young and childlike. Dude, you're Fet Lee.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Fet Lee, dude.
Ooh, another heater. I just... Don't take my lack of emoting. I'm just going, oh, this just gets richer and richer and richer.
Layers.
I love it. Yeah, I can do, like, because especially being mixed, I've, like, made that joke before where I have this one pair of glasses that's, like, very Hogwarts. And I'm like, yeah, I know I look like if they made Cho Chang and Harry keep the baby. Like, I have these, like, little Ho Chang, you know. Heart of a Gryffindor, but the pussy of a Slytherin. A real problem, you know, an issue.
You know the Slytherins were stingy with the pussy.
Yeah, right. Draco was getting it. When you got your hair slicked back like a young politician or, you know, oil tycoon. Yeah,
you gotta keep the hair slicked back because he's diving in so much pussy.
I mean, yeah.
You can't convince me.
He's not even putting product in there, dude. He's just fucking pushing it back.
Slytherin's like the country club where they only fuck each other. Like, Hufflepuff's the slut house, right?
Just the name.
Yeah.
That's probably true. Just the Hufflepuff common room is just orgies all the time.
it's just people lining up to fuck Cedric Diggory. That's what it was for years.
God, he was my favorite one.
No shit.
Cedric could get it. He had that old like look of a teen dream.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm 40 years old, so it's like doesn't matter how I appear.
Yeah.
Like my early jerk-off jams.
So you were early Team Edward?
I mean, even pre-Team Edward. This was like, you know, I was like growing up on like Freddie Prinze Jr., Devin Sawa. Well,
the actor that played Cedric Diggory was the same as the Edward Cullen. That's right.
It is.
Yeah,
it is. Who it is. It is not controversial to be like, well, 22-year-old Robert Pattinson was a handsome man.
Yeah, he was a full ass adult the whole time.
It's gayer to say you don't think he's hot. Yeah.
What are you into, Tormund Giants, Bane? No, Hufflepuff had to be the.
Hufflepuff sounds like stoners to me.
Yeah, that's, but I mean, that's the whole free that's love. Orgy. Yeah, it feels like, yeah, they're like a little Woodstock house.
In the first book of that,
they're just Hufflepuff.
I've read them, so you can bring it up.
Blowing each other.
We don't have to support JK to have a discourse.
The first book, dude. They're like, Hufflepuff is the house of loyalty. And then it gets to book five, and they're like, we were kidding, it's whoever's left.
Huffle and they puffle and they blow each other's backs out. Dude. They are just full on fucking.
You can see them. They were always like in jovial spirits anytime they were out there when the fucking game.
Goofy goobers.
No doubt. They're just like out there hitting pins.
Just 69 and in the South Tower or whatever, dude.
Literally, the only qualification for Ravenclaw was to be smart. Which meant that Hufflepuff was just the people that were not smart enough to be Ravenclaw.
Not smart enough to be Ravenclaw, brave enough to be Gryffindor, yeah. Or what is it?
Well-connected, ambitious.
Ambitious enough to, or what's the, crafty enough to be Slytherin.
Opportunistic, yeah.
Just Hufflepuff is just all himbos and herbos. Just non-problematic.
Travis Kelsey's in Hufflepuff.
Oh, for sure. He's chewing on his wall.
Well, he's like out here taking hits, so he's probably a Gryffindor.
Gronk's in Hufflepuff. Gronk is Hufflepuff, dude.
The way he smiled.
Yeah, he's not brave. He's just too dumb to know he's in danger. That's a Hufflepuff.
Gronk's out back getting raised by Hagrid.
Raised or raped?
Both.
Well, I mean, Gronk's pretty boy. Yeah. Hagrid's got
Gronk
needs.
Gronk is getting secretly raised in the dark forest. Like a giant baby.
Yes.
Just a big, dumb giant baby. It's like, he doesn't know he's strong enough to hurt us all.
They just practiced on Gronk till Hagrid found his half-brother in books.
They're all shooting, like, weak spells at him as kids. He's just getting hit.
Gronk
with...
is Hagrid's half-brother.
Grop, it's Grop.
Gropkowski.
Gropkowski. Just spiking trees into Hogwarts.
Very valuable at the end of days, though.
Very.
I'm taking him in the lottery every single time. It's like...
Just chewing on snitches.
Like trying to...
Chewing on snitches.
I'd have loved him. Ho Chang would have been his girlfriend.
Oh, Gronk is looking at a snitch, thinking it's one of those gold Lindor truffles, just trying to take a bite.
It's a Ferrari Rocher, dude. It's a Ferrari Rocher.
Hagrid.
Hey, you guys. Just from the shack. Hey, you guys.
Squeezing Buckbeak too hard.
I just pictured a mice and men. Something I always think about.
Just to think of
Lenny Gronkowski. Exactly.
To think of a situation with Hagrid in it compared to Of Mice and Men, and Hagrid as George is so funny.
Yet another piece of fan fiction I will not write but want to.
Yeah, Hagrid's really the intellect of the group.
I mean, like, low key he was. If we go back and listen to the six things he said.
I can see Gronk putting on that invisibility cloak and just walking around and giggling, but his feet are sticking out because not picking up.
Too little. Too little.
Dude, there was something during the, the roast. Because, like, there was the part where Gronk's like, everybody thinks that you guys will think I'm dumb as shit, but I'm creative or whatever. There was that part. But then there was also a moment right after that, where he's talking about some, like, drinking and stuff like that, and he's like, oh, when one of my livers fail, and I was like, Gronk thinks he's got two livers, dude. This motherfucker was just like, you guys think I'm dumb, but I'm not dumb, but if one of my livers stops working...
Then liver B, my kidneys will also fail. I'll be... on a tube before we know it. If the CTE doesn't get us, our retardation will. I
Brock's not going to live long enough for his liver to fail, dude. He's going to wander into traffic and get hit by a bus.
I mean,
liver, like, I'm going to live a really long time.
He's going to be chase the wrong SUV and get rolled up by a bus, dude.
It's one of his former teammates showing him a new vehicle, and he's like running after a Hummer.
He's gonna catch up to the front tire instead of the back one, try and take a bite out of it, and just get rolled up. Dude.
Gronk's funeral is just a clip of Tom Brady throwing a tennis ball into traffic and walking away.
I'd have to be at that funeral. I never wanted to watch any of them get put in the ground.
Tom whips a frisbee deep into the ocean and Gronk drowns.
Just a laser pointer at the front of a train.
One of those Japanese fucking bullets. He just evaporates, bro. He blows up like that dove that Randy Johnson.
He already lives in Tampa, dude. He just throws him a pass across a set of Brightline tracks.
Honestly, throwing the trophy from boat to boat was a risk.
Duh, I just had that image in my head. I was like, they've been dicey the whole time.
Gronk was just, like, succumbing to his urges away from diving into a propeller.
Oh, God. Getting carved up like a manatee.
I'm picturing those lines.
Just Gronk would just all of a sudden he's got what looks like weird cowlicks on the whole back of his head. He's like, oh, he dove into the propeller.
Oh, it's not even the propeller.
His epitaph says triple coverage.
I don't even think he makes it to the propeller. He just gets wrapped up in some fishing line, but he doesn't realize he can pull it off of himself. No doubt.
What do you think? It is very funny for Brady to be holding a tennis ball and be like, Gronk, what do you want on your epitaph? And Gronk just to be like, is that words?
Steak.
He makes it past the... Brady drops the trophy. He makes it past the propeller, grabs the trophy, but then the sun hits the water just right, and he drowns staring at his own reflection.
That's very narcissistic.
It just never comes up. Dude.
I mean, a narcissist, that is exact. That's archetypal.
He's just down there eating shit.
Yeah, it turns out he's a Lemurian, so he's fine.
He's just grabbing groupers and taking bites like Gollum.
No doubt. No
a Solomon Grundy-ish character, just unkillable. He's so dumb, he's unkillable. He's so dumb, his body doesn't know it's out of oxygen.
He's taking bites of shit underwater.
With his mouth in eels and sucking the air out of
him. Oh my God.
Just poach an electric, you're like, no! No!
Vaping on puffer fish.
Vaping on puffer fish.
Grabs a clownfish like Nemo.
Dory! I know where your son is! Fish is terrified.
Bort is terrified. Bro looks exactly like Bruce the Shark.
Oh, fuck.
Looks like Bruce the Shark and sounds like King Shark. And!
To be fair, every time he claps, it looks like the...
Alright, to be fair, I clap like that sometimes when I'm too excited.
And I also eat clownfish.
Delicious. It tastes like the makeup.
It's like something between a goldfish and a fruit snack.
Snack that smiles back.
Snack that smiles back.
He starts helping the orcas sink yachts.
That's a
They don't smile, brother.
They're just grinning through the remaining teeth at you.
Oh, fuck. God. Just some really great imagery today.
Yeah, God,
just like
damn.
Been over here smiling. Just like, oh, where did this
said
go?
Zero things of substance.
I love it.
Does anybody else imagine that Gronk sleeps curled up in a ball at the foot of Tom Brady's bed?
No, just because I imagine Tom Brady sleeps hanging from his ankles like a bat.
He has to. It's good for your skin.
Like a Dracula.
No doubt. He is. That's something he would do. He's in a cryovac chamber. Yeah, like,
he sleeps in one of those, what are the isometric chambers or whatever. Like the one Terrell Owens used to do that. Yeah. He slept in like a... some sort of hyperbaric chamber.
Yeah, there you go. Hyperbaric every time chamber. They wake him for a game, they have to unfreeze him like Anakin.
Dude, I think Gronk made fun of Tom Brady. He mentioned the strawberries thing. It's my favorite
thing
about Tom Brady ever. After one of their like last like New England Super Bowls, he was on like a late night show and they brought out like a thing of like fruit or whatever, and he didn't know what the strawberry was. He'd never seen a strawberry. And somebody tweeted, like, in response to that, I just saw the tweet that said, they locked Tom Brady in a closet and only let him out to do football.
That's his chamber of secrets.
I mean. And it reminded me, in real life, I was like, this is wild. It reminded me of the old Aziz Ansari bit about 50 Cent not knowing what a grapefruit was.
That is such a good bit. I love that.
And I was like, it sounds like Tom Brady's never seen a strawberry.
You've seen this, the Owen Sunny clip when Charlie's standing over the cottage cheese. Like, what is this enticing bowl of white? It's just Brady looking at a strawberry like, Edelman?
It's like Julian's asshole. Depending on how it's diced, I know how to cut fruit.
Looks like the time you had a hemorrhoid.
Who brought me Robert Kraft's pecker?
That was one of my favorite roast jokes.
It's Giselle's clit, guys. I found it. I finally found it.
Juicy.
Organically grown. I knew it was Brazilian.
Oh my gosh.
Holy shit.
Well, I think we've offended everyone we could offend.
I don't who's left.
Yeah, and if you aren't a part of the Patreon, boy, did you miss out on this episode. You should join it. It's patreon.com/TardationNation.
I love wearing these flannels.
Because of the thing.
And flannels, because the flannels have these little fucking shirt pocket, like, eyeglass cleaners on the inside.
No way.
Dude, yeah, Dixons are sick, dude. Like, this one, actually, like, so they make a bunch of sick flannels.
And it's just a guy and his buddy, right?
Yeah, Danny Dixon, and then his buddy Chris, like, they basically have built this empire, dude, of just wanted, like, some creative dudes that were like, we don't like the shit other people make, we want to make our own shit, and, like, you know, they just wanted more flannels in the world, and they fucking make, now they make the best ones.
Yeah.
The snaps are so strong, too. Like, I tried one on the other day, and the snaps, they snap together, and they hold, which is so nice.
You're just locked into it.
Yeah.
They do those fancy flannels with the buttons and the snaps. They do these, like, the short sleeve, like the party shirts that I wear in the summers. I'm fucking short sleeves in the summers, flannels all winter, baby.
Do they have a straight jacket version? That I can have. they make a straight jacket in medium.
They got some pinstripes. You know, they got some pinstripes. But dude, their flannels, they have all those. They do these like custom collection ones. Like they do, like, this is fucking the Quack. Dude, this is a fucking Mighty Ducks themed flannel.
Dude, that's sick. Right? That rips.
That rips. They do these horror themed ones. Like this is the Gill Man based on like Creature from the Black Lagoon. Like on the inside of the tags and buttons and stuff. Dude, this is the Venkman from Ghostbusters. Dude, look, it's got the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man on the inside.
I loved
dude,
it.
This one is mine. This is my flannel. Dude, I got another one here.
Does it have a cool tag
this
too?
Is my, yeah, dude, this is the Captain Autism flannel they made for me. That I shot my first special in. Dude, and when the special comes out, Dixon's releasing the Captain Autism flannel to go with the special.
So dope.
That's
dude,
dope.
Dude, they're amazing. We go back like 2 years at this point. Dude, they sponsored my special. They sponsor our podcast. Dude, I cannot recommend Dixon Flannel Company enough.
I like that.
I like that. I mean, ad aside, I really liked that thing you let me wear last night at Zany's.
The jacket.
The jacket was so fucking comfortable.
Dude, there's some fucking beard butter back there. They do beard butter, like men's soaps, like the fancy smelling stuff, like all sorts of stuff, dude.
That's awesome.
Bum, 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 bum.
Get some Dixon on you.
Get your Dixon.
You got Dixon on you?
Grow your Dixon collection.
Having a giggle pig, Bubby. Yeah. I would, if I could shrink you down and put you in my pocket, I would just have you.
Yeah, I'm not a big guy.
And I'm not a big girl, as you mentioned.
Yes. Tiny pockets.
It's Polly Pocket.
Polly Pocket.
let's write that sketch where I just pop out of like a small thing and that little Polly Pocket land or whatever. Polly, you're playing pocket with me.
Yeah, I'm moving you around.
And you're making me do the most fucked up shit. I would love it.
Oh, shit.
Straight up. Only bend at the waist. I got it. I know. I had Polly Pockets. I love them. I know.
Polynesian Pocket?
Yeah, that's where you need to be thinking. That's how I think. That's where I want your brain.
Polyamorous pocket.
Either way. Oh, even more. More
that's,
layers.
That's Tom Brady's wife's pussy's name.
I was going there too.
Polly Pocket. They're like, why are they chanting that? This Tampa game. They're like, oh, her pussy.
To be fair, if like for European soccer, that's what they do. That's exactly.
For sure.
Remember when Victoria Beckham was there and just the entire time they would play away games, the entire other fan base would be like, she takes it up the ass. It was just a true thing.
And David Beckham was like, I know.
Groovy, right?
It's pretty rad.
Lad, you would too. Lad. You're gay for me. I'm hot. He's another one of those people like we were talking, like he can get fucked.
Yeah, he can get
fucked. Hot, yeah. Every time.
That's why I picked it. Sporty Spice was stingy.
Oh, shit. Where are you at on the road?
Dates coming up. We've been on the road, but we got more dates coming up. This weekend, Oklahoma City with Jason Mewes. This is the 13th through 15th. Then June 27th through 29th, I'm headlining in Tulsa, Oklahoma. July 11th through 13th, I'm going to Canada. I'm going to Winnipeg with Jay. July 18th, Austin, Texas. July 19th and 20th, Fort Worth, Texas. Later in July, July 24th through 28th, I will be in Ohio co-headlining a tour with Cam Bertrand from America's Got Talent, the homie. We will be in Columbus, Cincinnati, Cambridge, Canton, and Toledo. So get tickets to those. And then August 11th, Phoenix at the Desert Ridge Improv. You can get tickets to all of those at ajwilkerson.com. We also get all the bonus podcast juicy bits, all the good stuff that we put on our Patreon by going and following us on there and subscribing at patreon.com/TardationNation.
Come hang in the Tard Yard, folks.
Yeah, this is the Tard Yard. Join us on the Patreon. We'll let you in the house.
Come down to the cave.
Yeah, come be an inside dog with us, dude.
Shanghai tunnels.
Shanghai tunnels. Inside dog, you're one ahead of Gronk, dude.
Yeah. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for coming on, dude.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Yeah. That was really, really fun.
I'll start following.
What in tarnation?